So let's go with the message today. Say it with me now. Here we go. The message is called what? Smell our actions. Okay? Smell. A lot of y'all are like, what is that? You gonna love that man. Yeah. Smell our actions. I think we'll make the case by the time we get done. Here we go. Do you want to take your Christian life to another level? That's what we've been talking about in this series. Do you want to take your Christian life to another level? If that's the case, then here's how you do it. Remember, Jesus Christ is your example. Always remember that. Always remember that. Here we go. Number two, know that God's Word is your instruction. You need to do more than read it. You believe it. Then you keep it. And then guess what? You're going to fall in love with it. And you're going to accept it. And you're going to be strong in your life. You're going to take it to another level? Pray. It's your opportunity. What does Jesus do? He sits at the right hand of God the Father right now making intercession for you and me. Call on Him. Amen? He's there. He's waiting for you. Have faith. It's your substance. It's what holds the house up. It is your foundation. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for we must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Number five, last week, a strong message, hard message, endure. Endure. Okay? If you're going to take it to another level, you need to go ahead and know it's going to get tough at times. On that bicycle, when I was climbing those mountains, John, it was tough going across those Rockies. I was like, ow. I had to pull over. Sometimes my legs hurt so bad, I was badly or whatever. So I had to take the bike. Instead of stopping, I would walk just so my legs wouldn't cramp up. That's the Christian life sometimes. You're going to park it beside the road, you're going to keep going. Say, keep moving. Yeah, it hurts. Endure. The word means survive. Amen? A lot of casualties in the Christian life. A lot of people's lives over the years I've seen. I want you to make it. Amen? I want you to make it. Keep surviving. Keep enduring. How do you know you're getting higher in your Christian life? Well, I've been in the church for 30 years. That don't mean doodly squat. Okay? How do you know you're getting higher? Here's how you know. It smells different. It smells mountain fresh. You start getting higher. Boy, when I was riding that bike, and that was one of the beauties, wasn't it, Joy? When we were getting higher, the fresh air, the views, but just so clean and fresh. I got so high, I didn't care. I'd be drinking water right outside the mountain because it's got to be good way up there. Amen? Come on. That's how you know. It smells different. As you get closer to Jesus, as you start walking more in tune with Him, it has a different smell. So let's take that thought and build on it today. A disciple who's dedicated and devoted to Jesus Christ is what? Boy, y'all need to help me one more time. A disciple who's dedicated and devoted to Jesus Christ is what? He's different. You know what he does? They smell. Something different about you. Yeah, he smells. I've been wanting to do a smell message for a long time. This is pretty cool. Here we go. They smell. They have an odor. They have B.O. Did you ever think you'd come to church and what'd y'all talk about? Well, preacher talked to us about B.O. I was thinking about that this week. You know, I'm sure people have left the church for far less than this today, man, you know. So if you're leaving, this is another opportunity for you. Amen? Body odor. Well, that ain't in the Bible, bless God, amen. Well, let's read the Bible. Did you know this body of Christ should be giving off an odor? Yes or no? Say. People ought to know. Fellowship Church, Pastor Gary Clark, they smell different. Something about them I like. They ought to be able to say that. You hearing me or not? Say. We ought to be giving off an odor in this community. Not look at what I did. Not look at what I did or who I is. No. Just watch what I do. Amen? Exactly. Watch our actions. He's ahead of me. Now stop it. I hear you. Come on. Here we go. So, let's go to Romans just a quick bit. We're not going to preach this. But look, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your what? Talking about body odor. Bodies. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what we've been doing in this Elevate series. That you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Have we been talking about faith in this series some? That's what the book of Hebrews is about. For as we have many members in one what? Body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many, we're one what? Body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. So, when I elevate my Christian life, when I take it to another level, people ought to be able to smell it on me. Amen? Say. You know what I can't stand? Somebody tell me all the time how they with Jesus. I'm with Jesus, and I read this, and I go there, but your life stinks. Your life stinks! Shut up! Are you hearing me say? You're just so spiritual. You're not. It's got a stink to it. That's not what I want in my life. Elevating means, as I get closer to the Lord, people ought to be able to smell it on me. Are y'all hearing me now or not? No. That's what we're talking about today. You know, I'm talking about getting that smell on me. You have to pick it up if you're going to get that on you. Amen? Let's look at it. So how can I have B.O.? You know I was going to ask, right? How can I have some B.O.? I worked a couple of Saturdays ago, worked so hard. Rode 27 miles on the bike that morning. Then I came home and worked. Have you ever worked like that where you look back and you, golly, I did a lot today. You got everything done you've been needing to do for a month? That's how I did. I literally lost 6 pounds in one day. My teeth started hurting. I know, I got a problem. So I wasn't drinking the water I should. I'm just goopy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But boy, did I stink. Whew. It's terrible. The end of the day. But you know what? I look back at what I'd accomplished, and I'm so stinky, and I sort of felt good about it. You're stinking right now. Yeah, but look how good you did today. Amen? Anyway, so when it comes to body odor normally, we're not going to talk. I think you got that one covered. Let's look at this spiritual stuff we're talking about today. Amen? How can I get this kind of body odor for Jesus? That smell that's on me. Well, I always use me a handy-dandy dictionary for words. That's how I preach. Bible, dictionary, usually a concordance. That's just how I study. That's how I put me. So I started thinking about smell and work and labor and things like that. That's how you get to stink. Amen? And that's how you do it in God's work too. If you want to get the smell on you, work! Work for God. Let's just put it, what's that word mean? It means labor. Pop them up. It means toil. It means occupation. It means to solve something. Start solving problems instead of making trouble. Amen? It means to cultivate. You want to get that smell on you of Jesus? Start working for Him. Amen? Let's look at a scripture over in Hebrews. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, watch it, make you perfect in every good what? Work to do His will. What's that word? Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So how can I get that smell on me? Are y'all going to sleep? Work for God. Amen? That's one way. Number two, let's look at another word I looked up. Sacrifice. Is it true in the Bible that God talks about a sacrifice and that sacrifice is a sweet smell that goes up to His throne? Y'all read stuff like that in the Bible? Yeah, it's in there. So sacrifice is how you can get that smell on you. The word sacrifice is used more times in the book of Hebrews than any other book in the Bible. The book of Hebrews talks a lot about sacrifice. You want a higher life? Sacrifice. You want a closer walk to God? Sacrifice. Matter of fact, the word sacrifice is mentioned more times in the book of Hebrews, I believe, than all the New Testament combined. So if you want a higher level of living, you got to be doing some sacrifice. That's how you do it. What does that mean? It means to offer God something what? Valuable. Well, I gave my dollar an offering plate, and hey, well, great. If you made $10 this week, then a dollar was great. If you made $1,000 this week, don't leave here calling that a sacrifice. Amen? Ooh, that's ugly. Amen? If you do a little something for God instead of bragging on it, I mean, come on. Did you do something and enough to where it was valuable? It really mattered? Amen? Sacrifice. It means to intentionally lose. That's what that word means. I hated that sometimes. You get all ready for a ball game and the other team maybe not have enough players or something and they forfeit or something. You know? I didn't mind, though, when we would play them and beat them so bad. We got so many runs ahead. They went, I give! I love that. Amen? That's what that word means. Sacrifice means I give up to you, God. I give. Have you done that? That'll start making you smell good. Are y'all hearing me? Start saying, I give, Lord. I give up. I give to you, God. Wow. I smell something from down there. It smells good. I give up to you, God. You win. You win. You win. Keep looking. Hebrews 13, we're going to be in this chapter. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate and forget not, for with such what? Sacrifices, God is well what? God is well pleased when you say, I give up to you, God. God is well pleased when you give something valuable to him. He's always well pleased with that. If you want to get that stank on you, that good smell, this is how you do it. Work. 2, sacrifice. Number 3, another word that came to my mind, serve. Serve. The word means to be of what? Good use. Now don't call yourself somebody who's serving if what you're doing is creating more problems. Amen? Somebody who serves, they're doing something that's good. It's of good use. Like a prisoner, I'm made to do it? Uh-uh. Like a waiter, I'm paid to do it? Uh-uh. No. Like a servant. Say it with me. I'm what? Glad to do it. Amen? How you serving? How you serving? You glad to do it? I'm not saying everybody's got this down pat. I doubt you do. This is taking your Christian life to a higher level. I'm doing this. I believe in Jesus. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying. And you know, I've got faith. And I've been putting up with a lot of mess. And I'm still making it. How you smell? I think you should be smelling. I think you should have the smell of Jesus on you if you're doing all that. Amen? Work. Sacrifice. Serve. Smell. Our actions. So how can I have some B.O.? Well, I gave you those 3 ideas. That'll give you B.O. most of the time. Amen? Come on. How can I have some B.O.? Say that with me. By my... One more time. How can I have some B.O.? By my... That's how you're going to get some B.O. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to take it to another level. The word action literally means do something. That's what the word means. So what's the word action mean? Say it with me. The word action literally means... do something. Joy's dad, he went home to be with the Lord this very week, 7 years ago. So it's been a little bittersweet week this week. But that was one of his lines. I was on his staff for years and years and years, and I served him. I was like his right hand. He's a great man of God. It's my privilege to honor him today on this stage. He was a mighty man of God. But one of his favorite sayings was, do something! Even if it's wrong. I love that line. I love that line. It was so funny. And the people we had working for us, it was a good thing because they usually were doing nothing. But anyway, that's another story. That's just ugly. But anyway, he would say that. Do something, even if it's wrong. Amen. So action, the word literally means to what? Do something. The Bible says in James, we've been talking about faith in the book of Hebrews. You can't get away from it. For as the body... without the Spirit is dead, so faith without what? Is dead. Don't expect to smell for Jesus if you're not doing something for Jesus. Amen? Don't expect the yard, like me, don't expect the mangroves to get cut or the bushes or the grass cut or the stuff picked up unless you get at your tail out there and do it. Same principle in a Christian life. Don't expect. Don't expect. Amen? Don't expect to get the smell on you if you're not doing something for Jesus. Amen? That's what we're talking about. Action means something done. Action means something done. I can't smell till I get something what? But I want to smell. I want to smell. Can I put it in a bottle? Uh-uh. Don't work that way. If you want to have the smell of Jesus on you, then you got to do something. Amen? And if you don't want to smell like Jesus, that's fine. It's a free country. But I do think what we're teaching, though, is very helpful. I really do. I think I tell you, start with Jesus and work this formula all the way through, and I do believe if you're there, you're going to be smelling a little different. Amen? So, action equals our smell. All right? The actions we have you ever heard the statement before? You know, your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you're... Amen? We talk the big talk and look at me and I'm for Jesus and amen. And people go, shut up, because you're not all that. Because the way you live is different. Amen? So, what does the writer of Hebrews tell us then? He gives us, he said, how can I get some serious BO going? He finishes this great book with chapter 13. Now, I didn't make up the list. They're right in the Bible. I'm going to give you the list. How do you get some smell going? From the book of Hebrews. How do you take it to another level according to the book of Hebrews? How can I get some B.O.? Here's how you do it. You do something. Like what? Well, again, I'm glad you ask. Here it is. Let's finish the book of Hebrews this morning. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Setting up. How can I get it? I know I'm supposed to work. I'm going to sacrifice and serve. But what did the man say under the Holy Ghost inspiration in the book of Hebrews? How can I get that smell on? How can people know I've been with Jesus? Amen? Here we go. Number one, verse one. Number one, say it with me. Love people. Look at the scripture. Let brotherly love continue. You start loving people, they're going to smell it. Amen? Not what can I do so somebody will give me something. I ain't talking about that mess. I'm talking about you love people, you care for people. And all of a sudden, they're going to go, oh my gosh. They care for me. I can't believe that. Look at what they've done. Look at how they do. I've got people like this in this audience that care for me. You have shown me your love. I had a man this week take an old mower I'd bought off an old man for $200. Bang ran in his yard. I take it home, get ready to cut something with it. Bleh. Old man stiffed me. That's what I'm thinking. But he did. He was really sick, really old. He hadn't used it in a couple of years, and the carburetor had some problems. So I told a fellow in our church, doesn't do this for a living. But I told him, you know what? He came and got my mower. Not only did he fix it, he rebuilt the whole carburetor. Put me a new air filter. Cleaned the engine. This little old mower came back, looked like it was brand spanking new. And I said, well, I want to give you, you know, for the parts. No, sir. I don't do that for you, preacher. Wow, I'm not saying you got to give me stuff. I'm telling you what, but that was an act of love. Do you hear me say? I'm the one that bought the dumb mower. That guy had to spend a whole day working on it. Why did he do it? Because he loved me. I guarantee it. You treat your neighbors, your family, your friends, people you don't, whatever. You start treating them with that kind of kindness, and they're going to be something smelling about you. And they're going to like that. Amen? Think it through. Look at number two. Show hospitality to strangers. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Amen? You know that's in the Bible, did you? There it is, right there. You never know. You never know. What does that mean? Show hospitality to people other than just your friends. Say, be nice to people other than just people that are nice to you and that know you. Give things to people. When my mother was murdered, I didn't even know the lady that lived across the fence because a lot of time had passed and a different lady lived there. I go home. Mama had been killed, murdered. And I go to the back fence to see this lady and she handed me something. There are actually photos of my mother when she'd been beaten by this man. And she wanted those photos given to me. But the point is, when that lady saw me, she said this to me. She said, never a day went by that your mama didn't come to this fence and always had something in her hand to give me. Wow. You start doing stuff like that, And even when you're dead and gone, they're going to remember you. Amen? That's what she did. And by the way, because of my mother, that's the way we operate a lot here at Fellowship Church. We give you stuff. Have y'all ever known that, say? Where'd that come from? Came from my mother's example. Amen? You didn't pay for nothing out there at the donut place. You know, if you don't have a t-shirt, we'll give you one. If you can't afford the videos for 20, we'll give it to you. Why? Because we can. Amen? If you come to the office, get a cold drink. Your UPS worker is well known, isn't it, Roger? If you're UPS, you don't have to be coming to us. You're by our building, there's always a cold soda or something for you, crackers in the drawer. Why? It's a good testimony, isn't it? It smells. Wow! I thought churches were out just to take everything. No, we're not. Amen? Don't forget strangers. Number three, how can you get your smell going? Look at verse 3. Remember the ill-treated. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the what? Body. What does that mean? It's what this is talking about. During those days, particularly, there were Christians who were locked up because of their faith. They were bound because they believed in Jesus. Okay? The point is, especially inside the body of Christ here, when somebody's hurting, would you remember them? Say, remember them. Remember them when they're hurting. I'm not talking about they got a cold. I'm talking about we got people right inside of here who are hurting. We ought to remember them. We ought to remember them in our community. That'll make a smell to this community. Amen? You listening to what I'm saying? Remember people who are hurting. Remember people who are mistreated. Back to my mother, man. She would come to that church on Sunday morning. People didn't even know what she had gone through that week. The beating she may have had. The life she had had to live in that hellhole with my stepdad. But she would come to church, and those were the greatest people in the world to her. She just shined. Oh, it was fresh air. Amen? It smelt good at Temple Baptist Church. Amen? That's what we're talking about. That's if you want to get your smell going. I want some of this B.O., baby. I want some of that right there. Number four. This is weird. I'm reading the list, and he throws this one in the middle. Hold marriage in high honor. Whoa! Love people. Entertain strangers. Remember the ill-treated. And then right here in verse 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Pop it up, Rods. Practice 1, 2, and 3 on your spouse. Practice 1, 2, and 3 on your spouse. Amen? Sometimes I love you people more than I love her. That's pathetic. And I'm wrong. Sometimes I'll entertain you more than I'll entertain her. And that's pathetic. And that's wrong. Sometimes you can be hurting and I'll help you. Sometimes she's hurting and I pile on. And that's wrong. Are you hearing me? There's nothing quite like marriage that you can work inside that crucible. And it can give off a good smell. Okay? You hearing me or not? Say. Amen. We work on everybody else. We, Gary, and I screw up at home. But I'm the preacher, I'm this guy. You're pathetic, Gary. You hearing me? Practice 1, 2, and 3. I'm spiritual, I'm all this. How you doing at home? Amen? Say. I told Roger this week, I said, man, I can't even preach this. Because I feel like a failure. Amen? But guess what? I'm working harder. Amen? This is what I'm supposed to do. If I'm supposed to smell, God gave me joy, God gave me my children, and I get to practice this on. Love them, entertain them. When they're hurting, be there for them. Amen? Y'all hearing it? Think it through. I think he put it there for a reason. I really do. I've never seen it like that in my whole life, Pastor Lindo. I know you preach the book of Hebrews through and through and through. But I'm just reading them going, wow, why'd he put that there? You know what I mean? Crazy. Number five, be content with what you have. If you want the smell of Jesus on you, be content and grateful and thankful for what you have. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Nothing stinks worse than a Christian who calls himself a Christian, but they're greedy. They come to church here at Fellowship on Sunday morning maybe, and yet they go out there on Monday and you treat people like crap. And your business dealings, and people see you. You're horrible. Stop it. Are you hearing me today? Come on. I'm the boss man Monday through Saturday. You're a Christian for crying out loud. Do right. That's ugly, ain't it, preaching this morning? That's if you want to smell good. You make us stink. I go to fellowship, and you tell them that just so maybe you can get you a little business deal. I hope your business deals tank. There's nothing wrong at all with you having a business deal with somebody in church. Don't get me wrong. But let me tell you something, friend. Do it because you got the smell of Jesus on you. Not as some ulterior motive why I come here. This ain't the Rotary Club. Can we say that? This ain't the what? Let's do it again. This ain't the what? This is the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah, come on, yeah. We ought to thank God for that. Praise the Lord. I know that's ugly, but a lot of you business people, I know you're my friend. You expect me to say this, right, Danny? That's right. I want you to succeed. I want you to succeed because you love Jesus, because you're doing the right thing, because you're picking your game up. And wow, he's blessing the tar out of you because you're honest and decent. Amen? It's not about the almighty dollar. It's about Almighty God. Amen? Be content. Boy, that has a way, doesn't it? When somebody doesn't have a lot sometimes, or times are tough in business, it can be the perfect opportunity for you to smell for Jesus. They see that you're still serving. You're still hanging in there. Still doing the right thing. Amen? This ain't easy. Number six. Wow, I should have saved that for this one. Number six. Remember your pastor. I didn't put the list together. Now, I probably would have shoved that one in there, though. No, anyway. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you what? The word of what? Whose faith follow. Consider the end thereof, of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. How many have ever heard somebody say something negative about their pastor? Can I see your hand? Okay, be honest with me. How many of you have said something negative? It don't have to be me, but about a pastor. Can I see your hand? You were just free with your lips. I'll tell you something, that stinks. You know what will make us smell good in Englewood, Florida? Is if when you speak of me with kindness, and you speak of me with honor. If you can't speak of me that way, then find another church. I'd rather have a few people that were on the same page. And I'm pouring my heart out to you to teach you the Word of God, but you're going to nitpick it to death and talk about me like a dog in town, act like you like me to my face. Watch out, I might hit you. You see what I'm saying? That's horrible. I go to Fellowship Church. Pastor can't stand him. We love Jesus. Hate him. What's up with that? I don't have that problem here. I'm so blessed. Aren't we, Joy? We've never been honored like we have here. Ever. 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 And I don't do this to get the honor. But I'll tell you what. Pastor Lindo, it's the truth, ain't it? When you can serve with people that love you, I mean, it makes it all the difference in the world, doesn't it, Miss Lindo? Pastors for years and years and years and years here with us this morning. serving and their family
with them today.
Amen? This is a good thing. Honor your pastor. Especially if you're visiting today, you go back home. Man, you ought to honor that person. Remember him. Amen? Is he perfect? No, I've already screwed up 7 or 8 times in the message already this morning. Okay? But honor that person who's got the oversight and the scriptures and teaching you the Word of God. That's a good thing, man. It just smells good. It's a better testimony for our community. Amen? Somebody told me today, and I got a hush, but somebody told me today, they came up to me this morning, and there's a very influential fella that they're talking about. And this influential fella, this person knows him pretty well, and they're really trying to get him on board for us to help us with our problem. I didn't ask for that. Amen? But you know what? When she mentioned she went here, this very influential fella said, "Oh, really? I like that church. I hear good things about that church, about that pastor." Amen? He'd not been here. He doesn't. But I'm just saying it can have a good smell out there. Y'all hearing me say? It's good stuff. Right from the Bible. Number 7, receive and follow true doctrine. That word doctrine means that which is taught. Follow things that are taught that are true in the Bible. Okay? Verse 9, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. That means goofy mess. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, and have not profited them that have been occupied therein. What's this mean? You want to smell good? Stay away from tangents. I can't tell you the number of people come up and ask me, "Do you talk in tongues?" I'm waiting for somebody to come up and say, "Do you love Jesus? Yeah! Do you believe the Bible? Yeah! Amen? Do you do this? How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? Who cares, fool?" I've seen other people that get so carried away with predestination, right, preacher? Split churches wide open. "Well, God knows everything. God knows everything. He knows I'm supposed to be saved. Blah, 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 blah." And you can get so bent out of shape on one doctrine that it can screw your faith up and make you stink at every church you go to after they get a whiff of you for a while. You hearing me? I've seen the same thing happen with people with the Pauline epistles. Paul wrote this, Paul did that. Let me tell you something. Anytime you start saying Paul more than you say Jesus, you got a problem. Are you hearing me today? Or music. Well, the music needs to be this way. One whole church denomination doesn't use piano or any musical instruments because it says making a melody with your heart. Yeah, it does. But you forgot the whole book that talks nothing about instruments. You can get off on something. Got it? I can see these kooky people coming. They come up to me. I can see it. Their eyeballs are funny looking. And I'm like, "God help us." Amen? I know that's ugly, but I'm telling you, God's trying to help us. How can I smell good? Keep your doctrine straight. Follow things that are true. If you've got questions about it and you're not totally sure, or maybe somebody of the church does it a little bit different, you know what? You can have your belief, but don't make it the thing that you hook your wagon to and just don't do that. It'll make you a mess at a church house. You'll go from place to place to place. Anybody ever known that? Yes or no? Am I telling the truth? Yeah? He's telling the truth. Here we go. Number 8. This is the last one. How'd I get my smell? Continually being a spirit of praise to the Lord. Continue to be in a spirit of praise to the Lord. Look at that. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Can you be in a shopping center and drive it in and give God praise for a parking space? Can you be shopping or something and find something on clearance and give God praise for that? Can you do that? Can you get up in the morning and when you look out there for some strange